This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, here we go. As the globe spins, here we go. It's another exciting episode of Planet Rick with Rick Ector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, late afternoon, evening to you as well, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good. I am good to go. I saw your new logo. That was a splendid design choice, by the way.
You know, I was really, like, fighting, you know, trying to come up with something a little different, man. And, you know, I just really thought about it, and then suddenly, you know, hey, why don't I have the planet be fired from a barrel of a firearm?
Yeah.
And, you know, it would exercise a little creativity, but I gave, you know, the artist a lot of latitude to bring it to reality, man. But I thought, you know, the artist did a pretty good job with it.
Yes, indeed. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. So, what are we wanting to think about today, self-defense instructor guy?
You know, last week, you know, looking at the topics that we've covered, you know, over the last several weeks, you know, I was, you know, gearing towards another, you know, academic topic, and I was leaning towards getting into the actual elements of marksmanship, you know, after we, you know, drew a line of demarcation between marksmanship shooting and shooting for defensive accuracy. And that is a worthy topic, but you know what? I'm going to put that back on the list, man. There's something that has just taken over and it's just been occupying my mind, man. And it's just this whole concept of red flag laws. I want to talk about red flag laws. Are you familiar with those?
Oh, yes. And there are various names, too. Red flag law, extreme risk protection order, gun violence restraining order, all those things. All those minority report pieces. Yeah,
and you know, here in the state of Michigan, we're going to have our annual, you know, Second Amendment March this upcoming Tuesday. And that's something that I want to draw attention to, as we have gun owners and gun rights advocates from all across the state who are going to be assembling at the Capitol building on this upcoming Tuesday, man. And I want to keep that in mind. So red flag laws at last year's rally is something that I brought up as I was seeing this scourge, you know, literally, you know, infect the whole country, one state at a time, man. And I was speaking on it at last year's rally, and everyone was kind of, you know, looking at me like, man, this is like the most absurd, outrageous, craziest thing I've ever heard. And I'm like, yeah, you know, well, at the time, we weren't having, you know, anyone, you know, really talking about here in Michigan. But, you know, with those gun grabbers, man, you just give them a minute. They'll get to you sooner or later. They'll find their way to you. And there's been a lot of chatter about these extreme risk or the so-called red flag laws. And the thing that's really disappointing to me, man, about these red flag laws is that I guess the people I least expected to at least open the conversation publicly are the people who are really doing a lot of talking about it.
Me,
you know, have you heard about red flag laws on a national level?
I have, but I don't know if they're actually thinking about doing them on a national level so much as thinking about trying to incentivize the states to do it. I know that's what they're talking about in the Senate.
That's what I saw. I saw one of those, resolutions that they had where they're even talking about, you know, providing money and funds to, you know, implement these programs or to publicize them to at least get them on the ballot or to, you know, find some like-minded people in their respective legislature to craft this legislation and pass it. And I still think that's going way too far, you know. The whole concept of this red flag law, extreme risk personal protection order, man. And for those listeners who are in states that have already enacted this scourge, I want to let them know that you truly have my deepest sympathies. You know,
yeah.
I was talking with a friend at last year's Gun Rights Policy Conference. Now, this friend is from Chicago. And, you know, Chicago is known for, you know, a lot of things. And one of those things, unfortunately, is, you know, crime and shootings and murders that happen there. And, you know, they enacted this red flag law, extreme risk personal protection order, and it had exactly the effect on the murders and the shootings that I thought it would. Can you tell me exactly what effect that these red flag laws had on the murders and shootings in Chicago?
Well, none. None.
Sure, absolutely right.
None. Most of the red flag orders that I see, most of the red flag orders, like in Florida, they've had an enormous amount of these things served, and they don't even bother to see if these people own guns before they serve. They'll roll up on somebody. Well, we're serving up a red flag order. We gotta have your guns. Well, I don't have any. Oh,
yeah, that's a little embarrassing. You figure that they're probably going to execute these search warrants probably at the standard typical time, I don't know, 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, while if you're home, that you're soundly asleep and most likely to be disoriented by, I don't know, 10, 15 police officers outfitted with guns and bulletproof, you know, gear.
They've already shot one guy while serving it, too, in Maryland.
And unfortunately, I really think that there's going to be more of this play out as these extreme risk or red flag laws get implemented. You know, as a matter of fact, you know, one of the persons that I least expected to hear at least bring it up has been the president. The president has brought up, you know, extreme risk personal protection order, red flag.
Well, that's because on the face of it, right, the idea of doing something proactive, preventative, is not bad. The problem becomes the due process, the way you're tipping due process. Normally, before anything like that could happen, you'd have to be adjudicated.
Mm-hmm.
And we're coming up on the next break, and I'll tell you the problems I see with the red flag orders after the next segment, but you know, I know that these guys are trying to figure out something where they don't actually pass gun control. And some of these guys look at this and do not see this as gun control. But what red flag orders is a gigantic steaming pile of abuse waiting to happen when the wrong people get into power. Rick Ector.
Absolutely correct.
Rick Ector is the chief instructor at Legally Armed in Detroit, and he is also the head of Planet Rick. So we'll continue on with our discussion when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Thank you. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Talking to Rick Exer, Planet Rick. Talking about red flag orders. You know, the problem with red flag orders, Rick, is that the mental health professionals don't want to touch them.
Well, but, you know,
but that begs the question, though, right? Because the red flag order is supposed to indicate that you are a danger to yourself or others. So who is going to be caught making that call if the mental health profession is not going to?
Well, you know, and that's exactly one of the principal issues I have with it, and particularly with the legislation that was originally proposed by Michigan State Representative Robert Wittenberg here in the Wolverine State, man. Yeah. The people who they empower to be able to levy one of these at extreme risk personal protection orders or red flags. This list was billed as people who are close to you. But here, when you look at the actual statute, man, the list is staggering in terms of who can trigger this proceeding, which in many cases is going to be done in secrecy. It could be your parents, your mom, your dad, your children, son, daughter, brother, sister, grandparents, aunt, uncle, first cousin, spouse, any person that lives in your household, ex-girlfriend, current girlfriend, fiance, someone you dated, you have a child in common, you know, former, you know, you share the same household, you ex-husband, roommate, ex-roommate. The list is just ridiculous, and plus, it includes all levels of law enforcement. So, basically, anyone who is close to you, but there's no mention of how often you see this person and in what type of situations. You know, legally, I suppose, if this was the law, I could have a person who was a relative but maybe had not seen me actually in quite some time, could go down to a court and issue one of these orders against me. You know, it's the most potentially chilling piece of legislation or laws that we have on the books in some states that I really could think of, man. It's just hilarious.
My question about these things, though. Some people get this when I say this, and some people don't. Let's see what Planet Rick thinks about it. The red flag order negates background checks. I can go into a gun shop and pass a background check, but then if somebody in my family or somebody close to me calls in a red flag order on me, then it doesn't matter that I pass that background check.
You're absolutely right, and that's what makes it particularly dangerous. The other big part that's very closely related to that, there's this whole concept of the person and do they have an axe to grind, man. I mean, there are a lot of people who, for whatever reason, you know, want to cause you trouble. I mean, it could be someone that, you know, you fell out with. You were very nice to one another, and all of a sudden you're not nice. And because they know you so well, and they say, well, hey, this is Bill Frady. He runs the Lock and Load show. He's like a really big gun guy. He's in the personal protection, and he cares about protecting themselves. He has a couple of guns, and, man, he really enjoys those guns. I can't think of a greater way to get under your skin and to get even with you over a personal grudge than to trigger a Dawn raid, which was done after a secret court proceeding that you weren't invited to, and right, which law enforcement came there solely for the purpose of taking all of your guns.
Yeah.
It is the most un-American thing I can think of. And when I was talking to this House rep, you know, locally here a year ago on the talk show here in the city of Detroit, man, he basically was trying to sell me. I hadn't read the bill at the time, and that's the other thing. When you talk to politicians, man, actually read the bill. He was trying to convince me that due process was in the law, and it's not. And my biggest problem with people who can trigger, pardon the pun, these at-risk or these red flag proceedings against you, the biggest concern with these so-called witnesses, man, is that, at least in the Michigan proposed statute, there is no downside for giving false testimony.
Well, and that's the thing. That's the thing. And this is one thing about Trump that I've seen. See, I think Trump's going to get out there, and if he does push a red flag order, it's going to be so heavily laden with stuff like, okay, somebody puts out a red flag order on you, and it turns out that it was not founded, then you can go after them to pay for your legal fees. And well, if you get found not worthy of a red flag order, they can't charge you and come at you with another red flag order. Because this is not the way these things are written. These things are written where anybody can, you know, I could call somebody in Detroit tomorrow and say, that Rick Ector, he likes pumpkin spice. He doesn't need to be carrying no gun. And then they'd be coming and getting you. And you never get to face me. You never even get to know who did it.
Well, see, here, I like the way you're thinking with regards to potential penalties that these false witnesses with these false allegations of bad behavior that could trigger a red flag on you. But, you know, as much as I respect your opinion, man, I don't think your proposed penalties for levying these false allegations go far enough.
You're right. You're right.
I think that if you go into a court of law and you talk to a judge and you knowingly and intentionally misled the court that someone is a danger to themselves, a danger to their community, and that we need to risk the lives of police officers and we need to risk the lives of the person who's subject to the order with the raid, and this is all based on a personal grudge, I don't know. You know,
I'm a friend. Hang on right there. Hang on right there. Tell everybody, we're coming up on the break. We'll find out how to find you and everything else. Rick Ector, he is the chief instructor at Legally Armed in Detroit. Recently featured for his latest big training thing that he ran. Finally, got recognized for that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led U.S. House Judiciary Panel approves along party lines to start what the chairman calls an impeachment investigation. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Democrats on the panel claim that the vote was necessary to set parameters for how impeachment proceedings would be handled. The chairman of the panel is Democrat Jerry Nadler.
Under the procedures outlined in this resolution, we will hold hearings that allow us to further consider the evidence against the president.
The ranking Republican on the panel panel, Doug Collins called it an unnecessary step designed to just keep the word impeachment in the headlines.
Today was simply to get you all here to cover something that is really, frankly, a snooze fest.
Former FBI Director Andrew McCabe could face charges for lying to investigators regarding the Hillary Clinton email investigation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Talking with Rick Ector, legally armed in Detroit, we're debating the... We're trying to figure out just how bad red flag orders are. They're pretty bad. Although I will say this. Now, I agree with you that those forms of redress don't go far enough, except those forms of redress will be a sticking point to that passing. They don't want there to be any bounce back if they're just getting out there. This is just a means to, I mean, we've already had versions of the red flag orders with the VA, right?
Okay.
When they got out there and they were like, well, listen, if you are a if you're permanently disabled in the VA and you can't handle your money, we're going to give you a fiduciary, and then you're automatically going to be prohibited on the NICS.
Yeah, I remember that.
Now, there weren't that most of those guys that are in that category aren't going to try to buy a gun anyway. But that's not why they did it. They did it to see if it would stick. And right up to this point, now they did that with Social Security as well. And so they've already started a version of the red flag orders, which red flag orders are just another list. It's just another means to have a list. And you know, they want to put just it's almost like watching Judge Dredd. All the stuff they want to be put into a red flag order. So, but they don't want there to be any forms where we can, you know, hit back if somebody tries that and it doesn't stick.
Well, my thing is, you know, I'm dead set against it because of the fact that it eliminates due process. You're punished and then you have to, you know, provide proof that you're actually innocent. You know, it turns due process on its head. But the proposed penalties are basically negligent. You're talking contempt of court and no hint of any type of fine, man. I think that there should be a substantial fine on the order of at least $10,000, and there should be some mandatory jail time, not discretionable to a judge. Actually, a year and a day. You don't go to county jail. I want you to go to state prison. This is a very serious offense. But the other issue, the other principal issue is that let's just assume for the sake of argument that there is a person who is a gun owner, whether they're legal guns or not, who is a threat to you. And let's say there's a raid and you take all of his guns. And you leave him there at home, who's now thoroughly upset. What do you think is going to happen now?
Well, first of all, murderers don't need guns to kill.
Exactly.
Murder is an action, and it's not dependent on anything. It's you know, you can be strangled, you could be killed with a cord, you could be killed with an ashtray. I mean. The hard part is trying to figure out what can't kill you in somebody's hands. So the weapon is between the ears of the person that they're trying to take the weapons from.
You're absolutely correct, and you're absolutely right. I agree with you 100%. It does not make that person safe. That person is a criminal and a bad guy, like in all cases. Who would present a threat to someone, they'll just go get another gun, or like you just clearly explained, they will find some other means to hurt you and to kill you. This raid on their house solely to take their guns means absolutely nothing, and you have not addressed that disturbed individual who either needs to be punished or who needs to be rehabilitated. Or who needs to be given some sort of treatment to make that person a better proactive, a better productive member of society that poses no threat to anyone. So, yes. So, what in the world should a person do if they find themselves the attention of someone who truly wishes them harm? And I have like a few items here, like a little laundry list of things that need to be done. I'm going to give you a first crack at it, Bill. If there's a person out there who has garnered the attention of a disturbed individual whose actions has not risen to the level of breaking an actual crime, but has gone so far as to give the impression that they want to hurt someone, what are some things that we can do in lieu of a red flag law to be safe?
Well, see, this is just the thing. In California, before they had the gun violence restraining order, they had Statute 5150, which is a involuntary 72-hour hold where they take you and lock you up and put you under mental evaluation. I'm almost certain everybody in every state has something like that already. So they can take you and put you in a place, and they're going to take your shoelaces away, and they're going to evaluate you, and they're going to observe you and everything else. And then you're either going to be in a treatment program or they're going to cut you loose. But
yes,
you do not, you know, that involuntary hold has a 72-hour limit, which is a check against the state. Mm-hmm. They have to make their case in 72 hours or they got to let you go. Unless it's California, where Kamala Harris is known to keep people in jail past their sentences, you know.
Yeah, well, I happen to catch that last debate, and they pretty much hammered her on her record, yeah. Man. And the thing about her response, I know we're getting off subject, is that she just restated her record, didn't answer any questions that was posed to her. But back to the topic at hand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Some of the things that I recommend, that if a person has drawn the attention of someone who has expressed a desire to cause them harm, first and foremost, go somewhere safe. We're safe, you know, somewhere safe, somewhere that you can go to be protected. You got to be somewhere safe with another family member, a friend, some place of refuge. And, of course, I would suggest you get one of those regular protection orders that you just talked about.
Yep.
And in some cases, they can hold you for 72 hours and do an evaluation.
Yep.
And as a firearms trainer, I would be remiss if I did not suggest that you actually, clutch your pearls, Bill, get a gun. And, of course, depending on what state you live in, you know, if you have a concealed carry license, as is the case here in the state of Michigan, you would just that carry permit, you would be able to carry any registered gun. So that can help us potentially address the other issue about getting a gun.
Before you start that, we're coming up on the break. Before you start that, tell the people how they can find you.
I am all over the place. You can Google me, Rick Ector, R-I-C-K, last name E-C-T-O-R. Social media presence everywhere, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, over 1,000 videos on YouTube. Google me, visit me, Let's Network.
We'll be right back. This is Planet Rick, and this is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware, I just...
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Rick Ector. This is Planet Rick. We've been talking about red flag orders. You know that there's some of these companies, like the legal representation company that you were talking about the other day, that actually cover you for red flag orders now.
Yes, that is a new provision, a new benefit that was recently added. And you know what? We don't have red flag laws here in the state of Michigan. I hope we don't get such a thing, which is unlikely because the pro-gun party has both houses of the legislature, although we don't occupy the governor's residence. But for other people in other states who wish to avail themselves of some protection, you know, and to figure out how you're going to represent yourself should you get raided and have your guns taken. Well, gee, imagine trying to go through the legal process to file suit to get your guns back, and you need to get a lawyer to do that. Well, gee, it might come in handy to have a plan that actually covers that.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because the time to play, and I when I say play, it's a bad choice of words, but the time to be out there and say this is unconstitutional and everything else is not after they've passed it. Then you just sort of have to. You're now in the current, and you have to go through that process at that point. Unfortunately,
you want to be in front of it, man, and having a plan and being proactive is always the goal, as opposed to being, you know, reactive. You know, we have our rally. You know, our gun rights organization is going to rally at the state capitol tomorrow, and. If I manage to find an opening in the agenda, man, and if I get it to the mic, man, this is what I'm going to rail about. I railed about red flag laws last year, and I think people were looking at me like, man, what in the world is Rick talking about? Now that we're seeing some of the abuses that really are occurring all across the country, man, it's now getting a lot of more interest. And in fact, our new governor, she's been speaking in favor of these red flag laws. So it's definitely something we need to make sure that we're all on the same page about.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing about red flag orders. There is no good scenario for them. If they're not good, the only way this works is if they come out there and they tell you you've been identified as a possible danger to yourself, and you have to appear in court on this day. And if you don't appear in court, or when you do appear in court, if you're found to be dangerous, we're going to be taking your guns away. If they're not doing it that way, then it's just a system set up to create prohibited people. And this is the thing I want. This is the thing I want to know. And I've never asked this. I haven't been able to ask this of anybody. Like in California, if you come down and California has a gun violence restraining order, and you know they have whole squads that are designed to go take guns from people and everything else. They've only found that 12% of those things stick in California. Only 12%. That's what the judge is in California. So, you know.
There needs to be some penalties, some severe penalties for triggering these high risk protection orders or red flag orders, as they like to call them, against people. I would surmise that the good that they think they're doing is minimal at best, and that the bigger picture, the bigger issue is that there's processes in many states, if not all of them, to address these issues, and you're trampling over the due process rights of citizens, which is the greater evil.
Well, what's going to happen, I think, or I hope, is that they're going to be taken to court, and we'll be able to get, first of all, if Ginsburg goes, well, things just got worse, but I'm going to look at this New York case when they finally get around to handling that, and then that should be a notice for them. Because they already sort of, I think the Democrats already know how that's going to go, because, you know, they sent a little letter to the Supreme Court, five Democratic senators did, sort of threatening them, that if you don't just let this case drop, we're going to take care of you boys and girls.
Well, you know, I'm waiting, and I'm not sure if I've heard of it, but I really have reservations as to whether these red flag laws will pass constitutional muster. I'd like to dig deeper, man, and see if anyone's actually been deprived of their guns unjustifiably and has had to go through the arduous, you know, task of clearing their name, you know, and all the computer systems and getting their guns back to go through the legal process, man. And if necessary, I know if we're talking a lot of money, take this up to the SCOTUS, Supreme Court, man.
Sure.
But I mean, stuff declared unconstitutional.
Well, I mean, just first of all, it's violating the First Amendment, because most of these things are going to come off of what you say. It's going to come off of you looking at the TV. You're a Detroit Lions fan, probably. You probably looking out there and you're like, that doggone Tom Brady. I'd like to beat him, man, in the head with a club or something, right? And then somebody hears that. So you can't speak your mind. It's a violation of your Second Amendment. It's a violation of your Fourth. It's a violation of your Fifth. I don't know which one. I don't remember. Is it the Sixth where you get to face your accuser? I can't remember which one it is. And the 14th.
Sixth is cruel and unusual punishment.
Well, yeah, okay. So that one, in and of itself, they're denying you. You're not even charged with anything, and they're punishing you. And, of course, there's the 14th, which is, due process under the law. So they're violating a whole laundry list of the Bill of Rights. I would have to say that it would probably, if it's under strict scrutiny, it's going to go away.
And I agree with everything you've just said, with one exception.
Okay.
And that one exception is the assumption you made that I was a Detroit Lions fan. Now,
okay.
I swore off on the Detroit Lions when they went 0-16 that year. That year, I officially became a New England Patriots fan.
Okay.
By quarterback Tom Brady, who played college ball at the University of Michigan.
Well, you're probably out there, you probably look at Barry Sanders like, hey, man, you could have stayed around. We could have won some more games. You just You selfish. You want to keep your brain big deal.
There was a story, an update in the media that came out not too long ago where he finally broke his silence in his retirement as to why he really retired. You know, he never really said publicly, but, you know, he finally came clean and said that the Lions were just losing so much while he was playing that he just couldn't do it anymore. The Lions basically had broken his will and took away his love for the game. He was tired of being a loser. And, my fellow Michigan residents, you don't know the pain of suffering. Just keep following this team.
Yeah.
Become a Patriots fan, at least while Brady's quarterback.
There you go. All right. Well, one more time, tell everybody how they can find you, if you're a person.
I can be found all over the internet. My handle on most social media accounts is DetroitCCW, concatenated together. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I even have a YouTube channel, 1,000 videos. I'm all over the place. Worst case scenario, look for me at LegallyArmedInDetroit.com.
And, of course, on Thursdays, right here, running the ship of Planet Rick.
And hopefully we'll have my theme music queued up to go.
I saw that. Yeah. I'm going to get that. I'm going to pull it down, and we will have the overture to Rick happening next week, starting next week.
It's going to be great, man.
Yes, it is.
I cannot wait.
Thank you for joining me this evening.
Man, it's always a pleasure, and I look forward to being on next Thursday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern. We're going to take a more scholarly approach, and we're going to delve into elements of marksmanship.
There you go.
Getting back onto the technical knowledge that we want all of our shooters to have.
Thank you, sir. Coming up next, hour number 3, we're going to be joined by Dan Zimmerman from The Truth About Guns. This is Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.